This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
So much to get to, so little time, so let's get right to it. It is your Pratt Pack, and they are in studio with us today. It is Cure Money Advisors on the Money. Brian is traveling, not here today, but it is Michael Diolis and Ben Lewis. Lots to get to. I want to remind you, how do you get that first in-office review absolutely free? You call this number, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. And something people ask me about throughout the week, how do I get that book, Right Track Your Retirement? I'm going to tell you as we begin the show, they will send it to you free and pick up the shipping too. The book written by our own Brian Caranta. Go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. So without further ado, the co-host to my right, if you go to that Metropolitan Window video screen right now, kdkradio.com, click on KDK Watch. The man I'm about to introduce is Michael Diolis. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Rob. How are you doing this morning?
So listen, I tried to get a hold of Brian, but he was out of town. Warren Buffett saying he's stepping down. So I've been like all in on this story, Ben. I've been like consumed. Other than the Pope, that's been the big story for me, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the timeline of Warren Buffett. So people look at where he is now, but where he even was 50 years ago compared to what he has done now, it's more about the marathon as opposed to the sprint. So the guy went out and earned it the old-fashioned way. He didn't wake up a billionaire. He put in a lot of sweat equity. And I was shocked what he was worth. Just, I mean, a nice amount, but nothing like where he is now. And he did, as he would admit, had some luck along the way. But a very interesting story, Warren Buffett.
Oh, of course. And Warren Buffett, I mean, he's a legend of all things financial planning. And, you know, one thing that you mentioned there is it's a marathon. And something that he says all the time that we feel ties into retirement planning is there's so many people that risk what they have for what they don't need, right? And, you know, what we're going to talk about today is five key areas of retirement planning. So we're going to get into four deeply today. And those are income, taxes, investments, and healthcare planning. And, you know, I want to say welcome back to our frequent listeners. And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, as Rob had mentioned in the beginning, Brian had wrote a book, Right Track Your Retirement. Go to righttrackpittsburgh.com and you can find that book, righttrackpittsburgh.com. So, Ben, let's dive into some questions today. We get a lot of feedback that questions are the the highlight of our shows. Yep. So we want to dedicate today's show to those questions. So, you know, first one we have here is, how do I figure out how much income I'll actually need each month in retirement? What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, well, it's such an important number, and it's probably the most important number that you do need to figure out. People always say, well, hey, what's that overarching number, right? What do I need? Do I need $500,000, $1 million, whatever it is? And what we say is the most important number is, what do you need on a monthly basis? Okay, and that's how we figure it out. Now, there's a couple ways to figure it out, right? You can add up all your expenses and see what it adds up to. You're probably going to miss about half when you try to do that. And really, the easiest way to do it is, what do you bring home right now? And how much do you save on a monthly basis? And for a lot of folks, that number is zero that they save. And so what our goal always is how do we fill that income gap and get to that take-home number? Because what we found is that people want to know that lifestyle is not going to change, and we match that take-home income.
And that's right, especially in the beginning years of retirement. You know, we call those the go-go years. This is whenever you first retire, you're in your early to mid-60s, you're healthy, you still have the energy, and this is when you're going to cross off those bucket list items. You want to take the trip to Italy to visit the wineries. You want to take the train through the Rockies, go on the cruise to Alaska. You're not going to do that when you're 80 years old. You're going to do it when you're young and you're healthy, and that's why you need to make sure you're maximizing your income. Now, there's some folks out there that say you only need, you know, 60, 70% of your income whenever you move into retirement. What we feel is you might need close to 100% of it because, you know, Monday through Friday, I drive into work, I pack a lunch. I only really spend money whenever I'm going to the gas tank. But Friday and Saturday, Sunday come along, that's when I can go to a Pirates game. That's when I can meet up with friends for dinner. So I have time to pull that credit card out. Well, whenever you retire, every day is Saturday. So you have a lot more time to go out to lunch with your friends, go out and play golf, go fishing, and go do all the things that you promised yourself you'd do. And that all costs money. So you need to make sure that you have a plan that can match your income.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and Michael, one of the things that, you know, we always get asked is, when that paycheck does stop, there's no more paycheck, there's just a big pile of money, right, in a 401k. So talk a little bit about that and kind of how do we recreate that paycheck and replace that paycheck?
So the problem is we've been trained and taught about the accumulation phase. Folks, the accumulation phase is what those of you that are still working are all used to. You spend your time working and saving and sacrificing, put as much money away as you can, and just have that money grow as fast as you can so that one day you can retire. One day you have this big enough nest egg to retire. What they don't tell you is, how do you turn that into income? People come in all the time, when we ask what their distribution strategy is, they say, I guess I'll just start pulling it out. That's not
wrong
the
idea.
That's okay. Right, Rob. Because what if we're going through something like we have been for the past couple months with this extreme volatility, and you start pulling monies out when the market's down? What happens then, Ben?
Well, that's the question we always get, right? Is, do I have to stop taking money, right? And the answer is, you know, no. Right. But at the end of the day, if the market's going down and we're carving off chunks of that downturn for income, we're locking in that loss, we're compounding that loss. And so it's important to have something with a degree of certainty and a degree of predictability when it comes to that non-discretionary income, so that we're not waking up and watching the news and saying, okay, I can go to dinner tonight because the market's up, right?
That's right. And that's one of our core beliefs, is that whenever you move into retirement, your non-discretionary income, the income you absolutely need to have each and every month, must be predictable. Because here's the thing, if the market's down, maybe you won't go on a vacation, but you can't tell the power company you're not going to pay the power bill because, sorry, the stock market's down now. You need to make sure you have that paycheck replaced. And if you're somebody that likes certainty, you can make sure you have your paycheck replaced as well. something that is guaranteed to come in to provide you income for the fun things in life, the entertainment, the vacations. So what you want to do is find vehicles that can do that. And one of those that we use very often are different types of annuities, something like a fixed rate annuity. Folks, right now, you can lock in guaranteed 5%+ rates of return. You know, we see oftentimes, Ben, that people don't even average 5% in their stock market portfolios after the fees that they're paying, the internal expense ratios, the volatility, the underperforming funds that they have. When you could just go out and get over 5% guaranteed in a fixed rate annuity. So how do people use those in retirement?
Yeah, and it's a good point to bring up because there's a really big difference between 5% consistently and 5% average with a lot of volatility in between, right? And when we look at that math of how that works out, especially in that income withdrawal phase, it's really important. But yeah, I mean, it's a great piece of the plan to build in that predictability, because with something like that, with a guaranteed rate of return, we can look at a spreadsheet and say, I'm earning this and I'm taking out this, and I know exactly at the end of whatever period, I know exactly how much is going to be there.
And predictability is everything with retirement. So we're going to get in the next section. We're going to talk about some tax planning. But folks, as I mentioned before, we're going to do a deep dive for you if you come to our office. We're going to cover the cost. Whenever you come in, we're going to find out about your income, your taxes, investments, healthcare, and estate planning to see if you're truly on the right track. There is no cost, no obligation. All you need to do is call 800-656-8616 and come in. You'll meet with a fiduciary advisor who will help you find out if you are on the right track.
And if you want to get that book, Right Track Your Retirement, it's free. They pick up the shipping too, righttrackpittsburgh.com. Michael and Ben back with more Secure Money Advisors on the Money in just a moment on KDK. Good morning.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Brian is off this week, but it is Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Your host today, Michael Diolis and Ben Lewis. To get that book, Right Track Your Retirement, written by Brian, we'll send it to your house. Pick up the shipping too, righttrackpittsburgh.com. And as Michael alluded to going into the break, if you want that first in-office review that's absolutely free, you can call today, even leave your information, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. Michael.
So let's talk about the scariest thing in retirement, taxes.
Yep.
You know, everyone wonders, what am I going to pay in taxes in retirement? What kind of taxes will I owe in retirement? And, you know, it wouldn't be too big of a problem if, you know, Roth IRAs existed 50 years ago, but unfortunately they didn't. And the message was to everybody, put your money in the 401k, put it in tax deferred. Save now, because you'll be in a lower tax bracket later in life. But will you?
It's a really good point. And we're seeing that now because we have the baby boomer generation, the biggest generation to date, retiring. And there's a really big pile of pre-tax money that's going to start coming out, right? Mm-hmm. So, Michael, talk a little bit about what kind of taxes will you owe in retirement, and what does the tax situation look like for retirees?
Now, for folks in Pennsylvania, we do have a state that is generous to retirement planners. Your retirement income from pensions, Social Security, IRAs is not state taxed. Okay, so you're saving that 3.07% right off the bat there, which is a great thing. You're also not paying local tax in retirement on these incomes either. And whenever you stop working, you're not paying the payroll taxes. So you're not paying Social Security tax or Medicare tax or the unemployment tax, but you're still paying federal tax. So how much will that be? You know, some people say, am I in the 10% bracket? Am I in the 20% bracket? It depends on how much income you have coming in. So if you have pensions and Social Security coming in and, you know, you have $50,000 a year, you're probably in the 10 to 12% bracket. But if you are somebody who has a much higher income and you're in the $100,000, $150,000 a year in income, you could be in the 22% bracket, which that's a significant amount of your money that's going back to the government. So, you know, you need to make sure that you're planning for this. And then whenever you're looking at those distributions that are coming out, realize that you have to account for taxes and where they go in the future. You know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is still in place through 2025. The idea is that it's going to be continued, but there's nothing set in stone yet. So tax rates could change here soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And you make a really good point there that historically, right now, we're in a pretty favorable tax situation.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that and because of this kind of tax bomb with all this pre-tax money that's there and historically favorable tax rates, the question that we get all the time is, does it make sense to get some of that pre-tax money and get it over to Roth?
And Ben, it can. You know, it depends on your financial situation. So what we do a lot of times for folks is if they have the time and they have the goal of starting to move this money over from pre-tax to tax-free, what we want to do is we want to try to work within your tax brackets. So how that works is let's say you're still working and you're in a 12% tax bracket, but you have about $10,000 worth of room before you hit that 22% bracket. We feel that 12% is a steal of a deal on taxes. So if you can convert that $10,000 difference and stay within that 12% bracket, and that money then grows tax-free for you in the Roth IRA, you no longer have a partner in that money. That money is yours, every dollar of it, every dime of it. And you don't have to worry about how much of this am I going to have to pay in taxes. Because tax rates, that's the one thing that we have no idea what they will be moving forward. You know, they can go from 20% to 25%. You know, folks, right now, the top tax bracket is 37%. In the 70s, it was 70%. In the 40s, it was 93%. So right now, as Ben had mentioned earlier, we are in a favorable tax situation, but that can change. I mean, look at, You know, a few years back, all the money that was printed off for the pandemic. Look at the national debt numbers that are rising and rising. We need to realize that one of the solutions that can be offered here is us paying more in income taxes. And if you put all your money in your 401k tax deferred, that could be a big bubble that you have about to burst.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, what a lot of people ask us is, you know, if I leave money to my kids, how will it be taxed?
Yep. Yeah, it's a really good point, and that kind of ties into that Roth as well, is because that's kind of the fifth key area that we're not going to touch on as much today, but it's that legacy planning of transferring the wealth to the next generation. A lot of people have different ideas as far as leaving a legacy. Some people say it's a big priority. Other people say that if the last check to the undertaker bounces, then that's okay with me. But what everybody agrees is that money that is left to the beneficiaries, we don't want, as you said, Michael, 70% of it. And sometimes, you know, in the past, even higher than that, go into taxes. So it's important to understand how those different retirement accounts are taxed. We have people all the time that say, you know, my kids are doing far better than I ever have. That pre-tax money that's coming to them in the form of being the beneficiary is getting added to their income, pushing them into higher brackets, and it can really have a huge impact.
Right. So if you're thinking about leaving monies to your kids, and that is a goal of yours, you want to make sure you leave a legacy, but you're worried about spending your own money and making sure there's enough for you, a strategy that we use sometimes at our office is the spend it twice strategy.
Yep.
And how this works is you take some of the monies that you will need for retirement, and you secure your retirement income needs with something like an income annuity that operates similar to a pension and guarantees lifetime income. And then you take your other monies and you start to fund a life insurance policy. That way, you know you are secured for the rest of your life, and you know what you leave to your beneficiaries will all go to your beneficiaries tax-free. So if you've already requested the book, or if you're the type who'd rather skip the reading and get straight to the answers, we're offering something pretty hands-on called our Right Track Financial Review. This is where we sit down with you one-on-one, walk through your income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy planning to see if you're truly on the right track for retirement. And folks, we cover the cost. It's something we do for our radio listeners because we know how important clarity and confidence are when it comes to your future. Just give us a call to schedule. That's 800-656-8616.
Yeah, and again, the book, righttrackpittsburgh.com. They'll send that book to you and pick up the shipping absolutely free. And again, the number, toll-free number to get the in-office review, that first visit free, Secure Money Advisors, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. Ben and Michael coming back with segment number 3 right after a quick break on KDK with your Pratt Pack. Rob Taylor coming up next with that news at 8:30.
Judge Michelle Santacola is running for a seat on the Allegheny County Court of Common Pleas. With decades of legal experience and currently serving as magisterial district judge, Michelle Santacola has always applied fairness and integrity to the thousands of cases she has presided over. She is highly recommended by the Allegheny County Bar Association and widely endorsed by various labor organizations.
I'm Judge Michelle Santacola. I'd be honored to earn your vote on May 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Michelle Santacola.
Hey, Janoski's is the perfect place for Mom's Day, and they're open today, tomorrow, everything for dear old mom on her special day, like double XL and XL wire-framed hanging baskets, so beautiful, blush, and blooming. So they're available in the greenhouse, which is open daily from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they've got candy, candles, baked goods, wine, and an incredible gift shop. So make it your one-stop shop for Mother's Day. All roads lead to the farm, Janoski's Farm in Clinton, Pennsylvania.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, it is Michael Diolis and Ben Lewis here today, pinch hitting for Brian Caranta, who is off at Secure Money Advisors on the Money this Mother's Day weekend. And I met your dad, so let me tell your mom, happy Mom's Day, Michael.
Oh, thank you. She'll really appreciate that. Happy Mother's Day to you, Mom. And so this segment, what we're going to talk about today is investment planning. So the first one we have here, Ben, is should I be changing how I'm invested now that I'm close to retirement?
Yeah, and you had kind of mentioned it in the first segment when we talked about income, Michael, is a lot of people fail to switch from that accumulation phase to the distribution phase. You got to go from a saver to a distributor, right? Mm-hmm. And so the answer is yes, right? What got you there isn't always what's going to carry you through, because we talk about some of these market downturns 20, 25 years ago. And the short story is it didn't really matter at that point. You weren't taken out. You were putting in, right? You were contributing to the retirement accounts. So, you know, we always hear that cookie cutter term of it's just a paper loss. At that point, it kind of was. Right. And as we get closer to retirement, as we get closer to that finish line of your work career, it matters so much more seeing those downturns. And that's why we feel that a chunk of the retirement savings has to be carved off to go towards safety and predictability so that the long term money can do its job with the time it needs.
Right. And unless you don't need your money. Right. I just had some folks come in. They were both teachers, had really strong teacher pensions. And when they had when they needed a couple years of income to bridge them to Social Security. But once they turned on their Social Security, the pension income plus Social Security income covered everything they needed. They had, you know, their vacations paid for out of this money, you know, all the unplanned expenses, this income coming in was more than enough for everything that they could want. So for them, they just needed some money safe just for those couple years to bridge that gap. And then they really didn't need their money anymore. So what they said is, you know, what should we do? What do we do with this money now? And, you know, our recommendation was to carve off some still for an emergency fund because life is unpredictable, and just have some money safe and protected for that emergency. And then they said their goal was to leave monies to their daughter. So we focused the rest of those monies on growth and legacy planning while we had some of the monies carved off for them. And that's the beauty of pensions. You know, if everybody still had pensions, added that to their Social Security, retirement planning would be very, very simple. But unfortunately, the Revenue Act of 78 created the 401k. And now we're all pension planners. Not only are you a plumber, an electrician, a nurse, now you're a pension planner too. Figure out how to take that 401k and make it last the rest of your life. And we often call this the greatest trick ever played because they took the investment risk off of the institutions, off of the pension funds, and they put it onto the individual. So you have to make sure that if you do not know what you're doing with your retirement monies and you're not 100% certain, sit down with a fiduciary advisor and make sure you're doing things right, even if it's not us. Just make sure you're sitting down with somebody to check your work. Check to make sure that you're on the right track.
It's a good point, Michael, because now, you know, you're not only a nurse or a teacher or an engineer, but hey, add pension planner to that list of job tasks.
Right.
Because that's what it looks like.
Yes. So, you know, somebody had asked us, what's the risk of withdrawing money when the market's down? Ben, why don't you tell people about sequence risk?
Yeah, and it's one of the biggest risks that retirees specifically face that is so under-talked about in our industry today. And if there's anything that you all take from today, it's sequence of returns risk, or shorter sequence risk. And essentially what it means is that in a, take a 15, 20-year period, whatever it be, and mix up those market rates of return in any which way. And because of the, I can't remember, distributive or associative property of addition, you're always going to end up with that same bottom line number. But what sequence of returns risk says is that in distribution phase, once you're withdrawing from those retirement accounts, the order in which you take returns, and in other words, taking losses earlier rather than later, now affects your outcome and can really make money go very, very quickly in your retirement. Mm-hmm.
In our book, Right Track Your Retirement, we show an example of this with an older brother and a younger sister who retire just 3 years apart, use the same withdrawal strategy called the 4% withdrawal rule. Folks, you might want to get a second opinion if that's your retirement income strategy, that 4% rule. But we show a same situation. They start with the same amount of money, use the same stock market investments, and they take the same amount of monies out. One doubles their money and the other runs out because of this sequence risk. So you just need to be careful of it and make sure that you're aware of it at the very least.
Yep.
So somebody said, you guys talk about annuities all the time. You know, are they a good idea for me or should I just keep my money in the market investments? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the answer is, it could be, right? Annuities can provide predictability, of income, guaranteed rates of return, protection from downside market risk. Now, there's a lot of good ones that we like to use, but there's some bad annuities out there too. Annuities that don't protect your money, annuities that have very high fees that can eat away at your money. So there's some good ones, there's some bad ones. Even the good ones don't necessarily make sense for everybody. So it's important that you're educated when making a decision on this.
And let's talk about those bad ones for a moment.
Yeah.
They are called variable annuities. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, I just met with a couple. They had saved a majority of their money in a variable annuity. And we have a program at our office called the Variable Annuity Escape to see, you know, can you get out and are there better options for you? folks, they were paying over 4% per year in fees, and they had averaged a return of 2%. Well, no wonder. Whenever you're paying 4% a year in fees, it's going to eat into your return. And then they had this rate of this roll-up rate on the account that they thought was a guaranteed return, but what they found out is that it ended up only paying out a small amount of income based on what they had invested. Now, we refinanced their retirement, and we had looked at taking that money, moving it to a different kind of annuity that had higher payout rates, higher guaranteed income for them, and much, much lower fees. And it really saved their retirement.
Yeah, it's a good point, Michael, because there's so much complexity with that style of annuity that once we kind of strip down all that complexity, a lot of times what we see is what we're left with is just a very, very expensive mutual fund.
Right. So if you have a variable annuity, folks, you know, it probably makes sense to get a second opinion on that. And by the way, if you've ever caught yourself wondering, am I doing everything I should be for retirement? That's exactly why we created the Right Track Financial Review. It's a chance to sit down with our team of fiduciary advisors and walk through your entire retirement picture, your income, where that's going to come from in retirement, your investments, how those will perform, your taxes, how much of that you will have to pay in retirement, your healthcare, what that's going to cost in retirement, and your estate planning as well, and to see how everything lines up. In this Right Track Financial Review, we cover the cost for our radio listeners, and there is no obligation. If you're doing things right, folks, we will let you know you're on the right track. But if there were some red flags, some problems with your plan, when would you want to know? When you're already late into retirement? Or would you want to know soon? If you want to know now, call 800-656-8616 and come meet with us.
All right, and get that book, Right Track Your Retirement, absolutely free. And the shipping is picked up, too, written by our own Brian Caranto, righttrackpittsburgh.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, really nice to have Ben Lewis here today and Michael Diolis. This is Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Brian back with us next week. Don't forget to get Brian's book, righttrackpittsburgh.com. Right Track Your Retirement, absolutely free. They pick up the shipping. And for the in-office review, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. Always love this segment, because it's questions from you, the listeners. Go ahead, Mike.
That's right. And the questions we're going to focus on today, folks, are healthcare planning in this question. So people often work for a long, long time because your employer covers your healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big reason why people work till at least 65, because that's when you become eligible for Medicare. But what does it all cost? What do we need to be planning for when it comes to healthcare? And, you know, when it comes to Medicare, folks, it's not free. Some people go into retirement thinking, I paid into this Medicare program for the past 45 plus years. I'm glad I finally don't have to pay for healthcare anymore. I'm sorry if I'm the one that's telling you this for the first time. Medicare is not free. But how much does it cost? And can it change? So, Ben, talk a little bit about Medicare premiums.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, Michael. I mean, a lot of people don't even know that we do pay for Medicare. It comes right out of the check. But what further than that, what a lot of people don't know is how much you pay, and your Medicare premium revolves around your income, right? So the higher income, and there's different IRMA, that's what it's called, I-R-M-A-A, brackets of your income. And that can really cause Medicare premiums to go up. An example of that, a while back, we had some clients who said, we're getting crushed in taxes on our Social Security. Our Social Security check went down. And we're thinking, well, we just got a cost of living increase from Social Security. That doesn't make sense. So as we dug a little bit deeper, what we realized was, 2 years prior, they had kind of wanted to complete the American dream, pulled out $200,000 from pre-tax 401ks, IRAs, to pay off the mortgage. That money counted as income towards them, pushed them into a higher Medicare bracket. Instead of paying the normal $180 a month, they were paying over $500 a month for each of them in retirement for their Medicare premiums.
It's a little mistake, right? They probably sat down and thought, you know, we want to pay this mortgage off, which, folks, we often agree with. If you can reduce debt as you move into retirement, it can be very beneficial for you. But little mistakes can cause big headaches. They went to solve a retirement issue, and they created a whole new one. And now this little mistake cost them, between the two of them, over $8,000 a year in that difference in cost in their Medicare. So you need to make sure that you're working with somebody that goes over each piece of your retirement plan, not just invest your money for you. Okay. And, you know, some people ask, do I need long-term care insurance? And, you know, if you already have it, if you bought your long-term care insurance 15, 20 years ago, most likely you want to hold on to that. Now, if you come into our office, we can review that for you and make sure that you should hold on to it. But whenever long-term care insurance was priced 15, 20 years ago, it was priced very fairly to the consumer. We see people come in that say, gosh, it's going from $1,000 a year up to $1,200 a year. Should I still keep it? Long-term care insurance today, for a policy that's worth its salt, oftentimes costs over $8,000 per year. So if you don't already have it, it might be out of reach. And that's if you can even get approved. For folks over the age of 65, 80% of those that apply for long-term care insurance are declined. What does that mean? Even the insurance companies do not want to pay for these nursing homes. Yep. I mean, the average cost in Pennsylvania is $10,000 a month for a skilled nursing facility. Now, some are more affordable, some are even more expensive. I have a client paying $16,000 a month for her long-term care facility. So you need to make sure you're planning for this. And if you don't have long-term care insurance already, one way you can do it is by specializing your money, by having some of your money focused on generating the income for retirement. And that way, once you have a portion of your money taking care of 100% of your income need, the rest of it can be focused on growth for later on in life. So, folks, thanks for spending time with us today. And if you're ready to find out if you're truly on the right track for retirement, don't wait. If you feel it was a good step listening to the show, take another step today and schedule your Right Track financial review. We'll cover the cost and you'll walk away with clarity, not a sales pitch. And if you haven't already, request your free copy of our book, Right Track Your Retirement. Give us a call at 800-656-8616 and visit righttrackpittsburgh.com to get a copy of our book.
All right, guys. Great job as always. We'll see you again next time. Again, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. And to get Brian's book shipped to you and picked up at no charge as far as you, simply sent to your house free of charge, Right Track Your Retirement, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. Rob Taylor next with the news at 9 o'clock. Good morning.
The proceeding was paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion on performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.